Doug, this is Eric Trading on Holly Catania. Catania is C-A-T-A-N-I-A, Catania. C-A-T-A-N-I-A, Holly, H-O-L-L-Y. Holly Catania. The date of birth is 12-21-57. Date of visit is 10-26-22. Please make a copy for Leslie Williams, M.D. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Williams, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, thank you for sending Holly Catania for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 64-year-old female who has been treated for COVID-19 in July this year, has been experiencing persistent cough, hoarseness, and thick mucus production, as well as postnasal drip since the past 2 months period. The patient was sent for a chest CT on 10/17/22, and it showed minimal bibasilar densities with atelectasis, with no mass or infiltrate, and there was mild prominence of the main pulmonary trunk, suggesting pulmonary hypertension. Period. The patient had no chest pains, and she is short of breath with exertion and also has some wheezing and denied any leg or calf muscle pains. She had recent lab work which showed normal blood chemistry, and the hemoglobin was 13.0. The patient does have gastroesophageal reflux and she has been on omeprazole. I'm sorry, she has been on famotidine 20 milligrams twice a day. She also has some anxiety attacks. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of spinal stenosis and a history for left hip replacement. She also had spinal surgery, and she has had bilateral breast implant surgery in 98. She had a total hysterectomy in 97 and has been treated for endometriosis. Also has osteoarthritis and fibromyalgia. And has hyperlipidemia and hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies to amoxicillin. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies smoking, drinks alcohol occasionally, and Bhakta the realtor. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of rheumatoid lung disease. Mother is alive in good health. Next paragraph, system review of the patient has some fatigue, no weight loss. She has cataracts, no glaucoma. She has hoarseness and no dizzy attacks. She has occasional cough and wheezing and tonight chest pains. She has occasional chest pains and palpitations and has anxiety attacks. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and denies flank pains. She has some abdominal pains, rectal bleeding, diarrhea and constipation, and nausea, and some abdominal pains. And she denies, she has headaches and numbness of the extremities and no seizures or blackout spells, no memory loss and no skin rash. Next paragraph, medalist, include clonazepam, 1 milligram as needed. And aldactone 50 milligrams daily, Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, amlodipine, she's on aldactone 50 milligrams daily, and famotidine 40 milligrams daily, Celebrex 200 milligrams BID. And Mucinex 600 milligrams BID. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This is a average lip built middle-aged fine female, pale, alert, but no acute distress. There was no sign of the citrus clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse 72, respiration 16, temperature 97.6. Weight is 157, saturation 97. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive, sclerovascular, throat is mild, injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supplemental breathing, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the clear lung fields, no crackles or wheezes. Heart sounds are regular, as one an S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, minimal edema, no lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next, Reflex 1 plus, and there were no gross motor sensory deficits. Cranial nerves were grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm with no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Reactive Weyers disease. And number 2 is bivasular atelectasis. Number 3, history of hypertension. Number 4, fibromyalgia. Number 5 is anxiety. And number six is degenerative arthritis. And number seven is rule out pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. Also advised to continue with Symbicort 2 puffs twice a day. And start on incentive spirometry every 3 hours. 2D echocardiogram will be ordered. And the patient will also get a CBC, CMP, IgE level. A follow-up visit be arranged approximately 3 weeks. And 3 weeks, period. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Leslie Williams, MD. Thank you. Thank you. Start. This is a copy for Leslie Williams, MD.